Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Coming your way next, what's next for The Witcher? The XFL remains on track for a 2023 rebirth, our classic trivia question, and can we have more TV diversity on Christmas Eve? That's the takeaway of the week, the day before Christmas Eve, 2021. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal Reason, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Wherever you are on this day before Christmas Eve 2021, we welcome you. The program all about TV's current and future. Delighted to have you aboard. 36 degrees at the top of the hour. And if you would like to comment on what we talk about today, give us a call. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Our chat room is taking an early holiday weekend, so no chat room today. But you can get people involved in the program by connecting them through Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker, TuneIn screen, follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. So before we get things underway, let's do what we always do at the top of the program, and that is news notes. Look for more seasons and spinoffs of The Witcher on Netflix. So declares executive producer Lauren Schmidt-Hisrick this morning through an interview posted on The Hollywood Reporter's website. Script writing on Season 3 is wrapped, and production on those episodes will start ASAP next year. Season 2 started last Friday on Netflix, and spin-off saga Blood Orange, involving Michelle Yeoh, is anticipated on Netflix before mid-2022. All systems remain go for the rebirth of late winter Spring for Football League XFL. Details on team schedule and TV presenters will be announced in about a month, according to key owner Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The XFL restarted last winter and was suspended mid-season because of the coronavirus pandemic. Since then, Johnson has become the main owner of the XFL with other partners from his production company and other ventures. And again, it looks like in about a month, we will have the full details of when the XFL will go in 2023. Incidentally, Johnson made those comments this morning on CNBC's Tech Check. Now, quickies. Atlanta will end its 3-year absence from FX March 24th. 10 episodes filmed in Europe are scheduled, starring Donald Glover. Faraway Road, the Israel-based producers behind Fauda and Hit and Run on Netflix, will convert from independent venture to under the umbrella TV organization managed by former Disney executives Tom Staggs and Kevin Mayer. CBS's Candy Center on its telecast last night hit an all-time low, 4.1 million viewers. And if you're looking for something unique to watch on Christmas Day, try this. U.S. Olympic team ski jumping from Lake Placid, New York, home of a former U.S. Olympics and Winter Olympic Games. NBC and Peacock will do the simulcast honors on Saturday afternoon. And that is news notes for today. We have two more episodes of this program coming your way next week, the final week of 2021. And our Monday episode will come your way at a very special time. Mark this down, 5:30 Eastern Time. That's 5:30 Eastern Time, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And that's because we have some very special guests who will start the program with us. They are Doug Holloway and Judy Kim. As we told you in one of our news notes on Monday's show this week, there's a brand new service, actually two new multicultural plumbing services known as UKW Media and Urban TV, where we will have the people who co-founded those services and put them on Roku about a month ago. They are making one of their first interviews on radio or television with us on Monday. They are Doug Holloway. He's chief executive officer. If the name's familiar, he's one of the former key executives at NBC Universal, at the USA Network, and more recently, Ion Media Networks. And we'll have co-founder and chief operating officer, Judy Kim. They'll both be with us. And again, this will be one of their first interviews since word about this venture came out earlier this week. And they will be with us, as I said, at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Pacific. Also on Monday's episode, we'll have our annual feature, Tomorrow We Televise Remembers, where we pause, reflect, and celebrate the people in front of and behind the television camera who passed away over the last 12 months. And I have to tell you, just the on-camera talent alone is staggering. There are a lot of people I did not know had passed away over the last 12 months, over 2021, that I found out about in starting to do the research for this segment yesterday. So I hope you'll check it out. It's a very special feature that we do every year, and I hope you park for it. That's, again, coming your way on Monday, 3 p.m. Monday, again, it's special time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. I'll say it one more time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, right here on Tamavi Televised. And on our final episode of the year, 1 week from tomorrow, we'll have Steve Rosenbaum, the executive director of the New York City Media Lab. He'll join us to assess the year and look forward, along with yours truly, to what may be 2021 to 2022 television. So I hope you'll join us. It's going to be a really fun thing. And I'll have my first words also on what TV 2022 will bring you. So Steven Rosenbaum, NYC Media Lab executive director, he will be one of our guests on Friday's episode. Also, for those of you who heard our wonderful two-hour episode yesterday with Ryan Chinatry from Topic, the general manager of that May Content Service, he mentioned that next Thursday, 1 week from today, the latest season of The Accidental Wolf, that's a show with Broadway musical star Kelly O'Hara, it was originally a webisode series, now it's a television series, will go into its second season. Well, we have caught up with the publicist behind the show, and we are trying to get for either our show Monday or Friday, either the executive producer and creator of the series or Kelly O'Hara, the star. We'll keep you posted as we go to see what happens. So just wanted you to know a little bit as an update about our interview with Ryan Chinatry from Topic. And we thank, by the way, all of you that tuned into our show yesterday. We got a lot of good feedback on it. And if you haven't heard the show, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or check out our podcast sites. In a moment, our takeaway of the week and our classic trivia question. But first, some words from the fine folks at our sponsor all year long. When it comes to classic Christmas tales, nothing beats A Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens' immortal classic of Ebenezer Scrooge and its transformation from Scroogey guy to good guy in so short a time. Well, Audible.com has a brand new audiobook version of A Christmas Carol narrated by that fine super actor, Tim Curry. And you can get it right now if you decide to go for a one-month trial. And it's not too late in this year or this holiday season to make it happen. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 250,000 titles to choose from. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast affiliates. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, a one-month trial of the service. You get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And while the supply lasts, important health and wellness information that can make a big difference for you or someone you know or love. And if you're an Amazon Prime member already, great news for you. Two audiobooks for your trial of one. One of those books can come from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. By Originals, I'm talking about special podcast series and productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances you can't get anywhere else. So it's not too late to make this holiday season the holiday season you or someone you know discovers how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. It makes a great gift this holiday season, and it's not too late to make it happen for you or someone you love. Just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Oh, incidentally, if you want to bypass having a trial and just subscribe, there's a great deal for you. Your first 3 months, while things last, $5.95 a month, a lot off the regular subscription price. So if you go right ahead and order a subscription at audible.com now, you only pay $5.95 a month for your first 3 months, and that is a whale of a deal any time of the year. For all details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. Earlier this year, we launched a Friday feature called The Takeaway of the Week. It's the takeaway, the development, the trend, the situation that you should take away from this week as certainly impacting the way you watch and use television in the future. Well, our final takeaway of the week for 2021 was inspired by one of the great geniuses, and I do mean geniuses, in the history of this medium. His name is Pat Weaver. In the 1950s, Weaver was the head of NBC. And during his tenure there, which lasted most of the 1950s, he created innovation after innovation, many of which are still around in some shape or form today. For example, in the early 1950s, NBC, under his tutelage, created the first national morning news information show, Today, Still Around. He later created the first late-night major entertainment program, Tonight, now The Tonight Show. It became the big breakthrough for Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, and now Jimmy Fallon over the course of so many decades. In the early 1950s, he created Home, which was the first daytime women's news magazine show hosted by Arlene Francis, ran about 3 or 4 years, co-hosted by Hugh Downs, who later would become the host of Today's Show, as well as the host of the longest-running, one of the longest-running game shows at the time, Concentration, also on NBC. And in the mid-1950s, NBC under Weaver created Matinee Theater, where 5 days a week, live, 1 hour a day, rather than a regular daytime drama or soap opera, NBC would present an original play, an original or an adapted play from a famous novel or short story, whatever. And again, this would be live, in color, 5 days a week from either New York or Los Angeles. The show won critical acclaim, and it ran for 3 seasons, offering hundreds of plays over the course of that time, all live, mostly done in color, and with great writers and producers and directors and, of course, actors too. Perhaps the most unique innovation that Pat Weaver did in NBC in 1955 was a Sunday afternoon show called Wide, Wide World, hosted by the man who brought Today to life on camera, Dave Garraway. Wide Wide World offered viewers at least twice, sometimes 3 times a month on Sunday afternoons, a panorama of life in the United States, arranged by subject matter, with cameras presenting live events, interviews, and situations from all over the United States, and in some cases, other parts of the world. One episode could be devoted to the poet Robert Frost. Another would be the coming of spring. Another would be a day at the races. Another would be, how people celebrate the 4th of July. Whatever the subject was, Wide Wide World was up to it, and it provided many magnificent moments over its 3-season run, Sunday afternoons on NBC. It was also one of the few television shows to have music, original music, composed and performed live. David Boakman, the celebrated composer of classical music, did Wide Wide World in his first 2 seasons. He won an Emmy nomination for the 2nd season's scoring. And again, he had to do it under crazy conditions, and he and his orchestra, which performed the music live, made it all work. In thinking about Pat Weaver and all those innovations, something came to my mind. Here we are, Christmas Eve, 2021, starting in a few hours. And with all the television networks, all the programming services that are available to you on broadcast, cable, multicast, through smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and satellite, what kind of diversity do we have with Christmas Eve? Very little. In fact, I might think that Christmas Eve, and I'm talking about the evening hours of Christmas Eve, is pretty much a starvation diet compared to what now is being offered on other holidays, whether it's 4th of July, whether it's New Year's night and New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve, Labor Day, Memorial Day, President's Day, Easter Sunday, etc. Think about it. What are you going to get tomorrow on Christmas Eve on television? Reruns of TV series and movies, that's made for TV movies, classic movies, including one of the great all-time season, It's a Wonderful Life on NBC, and maybe a religious service or midnight mass, depending on where you are. Oh, yeah, there is a college football bowl game on tomorrow, the Hawaii Bowl. And why it's on is because the program comes from Hawaii, which has already celebrated Christmas Eve by the time you see it, because they're playing on Christmas Day. So ESPN can make it happen. What kind of choice is that? Really, what kind of choice is that, given all the options that we have on television? Think about what would happen if everybody put their collective brains together, their collective imaginations together, and said, let's try something different. For example, how about Hallmark Channel premiering an original movie on Christmas Eve? How about ESPN offering other sports events live? Maybe give a showcase to some of the pro leagues like the National Indoor Lacrosse League or Indoor Soccer League that doesn't get much attention most times of the year on their networks. How about, in the manner of Wide Wide World, somebody, CBS, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, do a live 3-hour special on Christmas Eve, which shows people how they're celebrating Christmas from different cities across the country and around the world, given satellite technology and all the camera technology at their disposal. How about special concerts? How about a live music performance? You know, I think about that 20 Years of Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir that was on PBS and BYU TV last week. Why can't we have a similar type music special with another famous group that does their thing at Christmas? How about premiering a new television series or two on Christmas Eve? Trust me, there are a lot of people who will be watching television tomorrow who frankly would welcome more options than just reruns, classic movies, that one college football bowl game, and depending on where they are, a religious service. We have the talent. We have the resources. We have the chutzpah, if you will, to really make Christmas Eve programming a wide, wide world of options. The more diversity, the merrier. I can't think of a better way to increase the audience for Christmas Eve television than to try some new original things, including the ideas I just shared with you. So I have a request, and this goes to every programming service, no matter how they're distributed to you. Let's make next Christmas Eve, 2022, the beginning of a whole new era where you can sit in front of your television set with your family and watch all sorts of shows. And you'll find more original live options than ever before. And by the way, Food Network, Home and Garden Television, all you Discovery group of channels out there, you can do something too. I'd love to. How about a live Christmas Eve special featuring your Food Network personalities, from Guy Fieri to Bobby Flay and Giada and so forth? Or how about Home and Garden, your person, the Property Brothers? How about them doing a live Christmas special? Or how about, let's say, a live debate about where we stand in this country, in this world, with all the key issues, cultural and political issues of our time? There's so many great ideas that really can fly and foster and flower on Christmas Eve. So again, my request to all of you programming services out there, you know who you are, let's get our heads together and let's make Christmas Eve 2022 the beginning of a whole new era with more diversity, with more programming options, and better television for us all. God bless the TV gods, everyone, as a Tiny Tim might remark. In a moment, our classic trivia question of the week. But first, I want to let you know that we're already going gunzo on our first episodes of 2022. Coming up a week from Monday, January 3rd, among our guests, we will have, from NBC's popular series American Ninja Warrior, executive producer Brian Richardson. And we'll pair him with one of the contestants for the next round of American Ninja Warrior episodes. His name is Anthony Trucks, a former NFL player. So Brian and Anthony will be with us together on our first episode of the year. That's January 3rd at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. And Friday of that week, January 7th, among our guests, we'll have one of the executive producers of Discovery Channel's remake of Dirty Jobs, yes, with Mike Rowe and crew. So that's coming up. And then on January 10th, the following Monday, we'll have the president of Crackle Plus, a service that over a year ago was acquired by Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. And now they're planning a lot of very exciting things for 2022. Crackle Plus President Felipe Colton will be with us. And that's just some of the guests we hope to have with you when we kick off 2022. That's starting a week from Monday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week, and this is our final segment of the year, and this will be the final time that we offer 5 prizes. That's right, 5 prizes, most we've ever offered in one blow, if you get the correct answer. So here's our final classic trivia question of 2021. If you're first with the correct answer, you'll win a wonderful quintet of prizes, including the new DVD of the PBS and BYU TV special, 20 Years of Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir, which includes bonus material as well as the full musical special that was on last week. Plus, a Freak Brothers t-shirt that's from the new Tubi series, their first animated series that's doing quite well. And we've also got the Loud House Nickelodeon crayon set, and we've got 2 big books for you. The Betty White 100 Remarkable Moments of Extraordinary Life by Ray Richmond, and we've got the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook based on the popular movie that's being remade for Disney Plus next year with Bette Midler in the lead role. Here's our question. On what ABC series did John Ritter play a cop? It's a one-word title. On what ABC series, one-word title, did John Ritter play a cop? One more time. On what ABC series, it's a one-word title, on what ABC series did John Ritter play a cop? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question Christmas Eve morning, that's tomorrow morning, on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum. Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so. It's not too late to play, and it's not too late to be our final Classic Trivia winner of 2022. I would love nothing else than to have this be the time that we have one more winner this year. And it could be you, so get your entry in ASAP. One more and one last time, here's the question. On what ABC series did John Ritter play a cop? It's a one-word title, and yes, you can find a clip from the series on YouTube or through Google, Yahoo, etc. Again, your entryway is simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. First person in, you win. If you've been a previous winner, you're not eligible, and we want someone to win and wrap up this year in fine fashion. And that winner couldn't be you. So go ahead and play, and all the very best. Again, I want to thank all of our guests who were with us on the first 2 of our Christmas Week Triple episodes, Monday and yesterday. And if you missed those episodes, well, the way you can catch up is go to our homepage. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, it's available 24/7. And you can also use that address to access all of our 2021 episodes of our program, the program about TV's current and future. And trust me, we've had a lot of amazing guests all year long, and I think you'll agree it's well worth the listening. So that website, blogtalkradio.com/televised, will be available all holiday weekend to enjoy with you, your family, and your loved ones. There's also our podcast, and they'll be available 24/7 throughout this holiday weekend as well. There's the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. There's Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Speaker Podcasts, Verbal, Reason. We're also available on TuneIn.com, as well as iTunes, Apple TV, and our website, which is tomorrowwilbetelevised.podsite.io. That's tomorrowwilbetelevised.podsite.io. However you hear us, we'd love to hear back from you. We always appreciate your comments and feedback. We do respond to them within 24 hours. And whatever your comment is, it's appreciated, and it is watched and listened to. So we do appreciate that. And again, thank you to all of our guests that made this Christmas Week triple header so, so good. So once again, I want to remind you before we leave you that Monday we're going to be with you with the people behind the new multicultural networks, UKW Media, now playing on Roku. Doug Holloway and Judy Kim. But Doug Holloway and Judy Kim, they'll both be with us live at a special time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 2:30 p.m. Pacific. That's 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 2:30 p.m. Pacific on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And remember, we'll also have on the program, Tomorrow We Televise Remembers, our annual salute and celebration of the people in front of and behind the television camera who passed away this past year. Then on Friday, Stephen Rosenbaum, the executive director of the New York City Media Lab, will join me for a recap of TV developments this year and what we can look forward to in TV 2022. My hunch, if you think this year was wild and woolly and crazy, wait till you see what TV 2022 has in store for you and all of us. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, remember you can check out our homepage anytime, today, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, throughout the extended holiday weekend. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, you can also check out our podcast throughout the holiday weekend. We're available on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, Reason, and other places as well, including iTunes, Apple TV, and our special website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. I'd love to hear what you think about where TV is at and where it's going in 2022. Would you like to see more options available in television on a Christmas Eve? Well, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name, where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you play our classic trivia question each week. And also, it's how you get involved in our regular feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? Well, we want to give it that attention, and we want you involved. And if you give us the idea for what we pick, you get the credit for it. Simple as that. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You also use the suggestion on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We take the suggestions there, too. So find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. However you respond, we do appreciate it, and we do respond back to you within 24 hours. As always, we like to say that we appreciate what you have to say because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website maintenance provided by PodSite, the Internet's new podcast destination. For more, go to podsite.io. Our web coordinator is guitarist Bakus. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two, or to get a subscription where you say, where you have $5.95 a month for the first 3 months of the subscription, go to audibletrial.com/televised. It makes a great holiday gift for you or someone you love any time of the year. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. All of us at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and our podcast affiliates, thank you for your listening, and we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, Kwanzaa, however you celebrate this extended holiday weekend. Spend it great with your family and your loved ones, and be with us again on Monday at our special time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and our podcast affiliates, including the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Incidentally, Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker and TuneIn Radio will entertain you with a lot of different original programs over the course of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Sunday as well. So tune in. They'll have a lot of great shows for you and a wide variety of options for you or listening pleasure this entire holiday weekend. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And if you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, check up on your medical condition, check up on the new vaccine, the antiviral pills now approved by the Food and Drug Administration involving Pfizer and Merck. Check them out, do your due diligence, and then make a great choice, your choice. Again, from all of us, have a wonderful holiday. Spend it great with the people you care about. And then be back with us on Monday. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.